The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd Mitchell. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Is that your speed dial yet? Gosh, we'd love it if you'd put it right there. Then it's nice and easy for you. Just right in your favorites there, right? Speed dial is kind of an 80s term, isn't it? Favorites, you know, one-touch dialing. I don't know what you call it. I call it favorites on my phone. I just push the little phone icon here.
You had speed dial in the 80s, huh?
I think so. Isn't it called speed dial? I don't know. Right now it's favorites. Right there.
Oh, whatever. Okay, then I'm behind, which is not a big surprise.
Do you have a, what do you have? What, you have speed dial on yours? What do you call it?
Yeah. I call it speed dial. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway,
don't,
just
don't
put it
do anything
right
just because I do it. If I jump off a cliff, are you going to?
If for no other reason, just that it's easy to remember, see, and you could just, boom. And by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have a line lit up, 855-200-1776. And when you dial that, you can press 1 and leave us a message. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and press 2 and talk to us like Dan in Turtle Lake is about to do. Hi, Dan.
Good
thanks
night.
For listening. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Trying to stay warm. I'm loving this fall weather. Listen, the reason I'm calling
It's not a fall weather, Dan. It's a polar vortex. Where did that term come from anyway? Can't we just say it's a new season? I don't know why we got to call it a polar
vortex.
Can't
we just say it's cold?
Yeah, I don't know. But, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
The gentleman that called in a few minutes ago talking about the voter ID thing. After the 2012 election, I was very distraught. And so I did some research because I wanted to know why the Democratic Party didn't want voter IDs. And in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, which is in the Cleveland area, and anybody can find this information. Of course, our media doesn't report on it. But 3,870 dead people voted. Of those 3,870 dead people that voted in Cuyahoga County in the 2012 presidential election, 97.3% voted Democrat. That is why they don't want voter IDs, because they can't cheat. They lie to us all the time. There's no honor in that party, in my opinion. There's no honor, no integrity, no virtue, and no character, because there's no truth and accountability. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. It's just in their DNA, and I don't understand it as well. It's perplexing because, again, it just seems to me basic common sense. If I go to the video store, speaking of the 80s, you need an ID to rent a video. Why wouldn't we want an ID? And by the way, it'd be one thing if we said, nope, you don't get an ID very easy. You can get an ID very easy. I don't understand. I really don't. And again, they love the disenfranchisement argument to suggest somehow it's making it tougher to vote. Well, I guess you could say, yes, it's a little tougher to vote. But do we not want some basic rules to voting? I mean, this idea of the affidavit, for example, that the legislature changed last go around, you could just say you are whoever you are, sign an affidavit, and be gone. That's way too vulnerable a system, number one. And number two goes to the question of integrity. I don't get it. Have you seen the stories about this Jonathan Gruber, who's been cited many times by the White House as being one of the architects of Obamacare? They found a video of his, and he now is regretting saying what he said, saying he was speaking off the cuff. I don't know why that would explain his comments, but he said that the lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the voter or whatever, but that is That was really critical to getting the thing to pass. The lack of transparency. Critical to getting Obamacare to pass. Counting on the stupidity of voters. This is really blowing up. They found a second video of his as well. So he says, I was speaking off the cuff and sort of explaining away some comments. Then they found comments earlier where he said the same thing. Was he speaking off the cuff that time too? I mean, it's just you can't script this any creepier than it has been. And, you know, the reason I raise that issue now is on the heels of that call on the voter ID. Do they think we're stupid? That we don't know, they really prefer to have just anybody vote. And any threat to that, they're going to call the suppression of the voter. I don't know. I really don't get it. That issue was raised even in North Dakota in the Secretary of State race, and given the vote tally on the Republican incumbent and the Democratic challenger, I think the people have spoken pretty forcefully on that front. 800-228-0550. Tom in Bismarck emails, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department should be applauded for being proactive and recognizing all manner of wildlife in North Dakota will decrease in the wave of big oil and unrelenting agriculture. All those pesky deer don't stand a chance when there's money to be made. Congratulations to the Measure 5 no voters. Be careful what you wish for. Well, Tom's on a roll there today, huh? On a roll. Does anybody think that big oil and unrelenting agriculture are the reasons for the wildlife population? Specifically, the deer numbers being down? Or does Tom need to have a refresher on a couple of brutal winters in a row that might have played a part there? Yeah. And bird population is doing fine. The pheasant numbers. I wish people like Tom would just say they want a Buffalo Commons rather than blame big oil or unrelenting agriculture, which are just really silly arguments. For one, I would argue that our ag community does as much for wildlife and waterfowl population, bird population, hunting opportunities as Game and Fish does. I think the two work in concert, crying out loud. It's really kind of a goofy argument. Anyway, 800-228-0550. Let's get back to some calls here. Paul in West Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you know, another issue that the Democrats are big on is gun control. And I'd like to point out that if you go into Shields or any other gun shop and try to buy a gun without an ID, you're in big trouble because you're not going to get it.
You know, they got a little double standard going there, don't they?
Yeah, well, you know, that's something that they absolutely require and they're rabid about. And you just can't buy a gun in a gun shop from a licensee without an ID. You have to prove that you're a resident of the state where you're buying that gun.
You can't rent a video without an ID.
Yeah.
And yet they argue against the requirement
for
voting.
They don't care so much. They don't care so much about videos as they do about guns. And if they care about elections as much as they do about guns, they should require an ID.
It's a good point, Paul. Thanks for making it. Henry in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, Scott. My thought on that voters being dumb is where he really gets to say it. He's talking about his own party. I mean, you look at global warming, man-made global warming, you look at the war on women, you look at all the issues or topics that their base, their planks are, and they're not true. And I think he was really honest. I think they were talking about their own party being dumb, not voters in general, but that they can pull the wool over the eyes of their own party.
You wonder, don't you?
So, just great. I mean, when you have a conversation with a Democrat, liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call them, you almost pull your hair out because it's not factual.
Henry, thanks for the call. Caller north of Belfield listening on 550 KFIRE on the deer population. You're next.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on that guy that called in earlier. Mentioned that agriculture, I believe it was an email actually, that egg community might be a detriment to a deer population. I guess I don't understand how growing shelter and food for an animal is a negative impact. Well, but also to touch on that, as far as the oil and gas industry, I worked for a producer. I drove by a site 2 days ago that had 40-plus antelope on the pad, so I guess I can't agree with that caller.
It was an emailer, but you're exactly right. I mean, number one, find me an industry that does more. I would argue as much as even game and fish. It's charged with it, you know, than agriculture to help build the habitat. And second of all, I would agree with you as well on the evidence of the population coexisting right alongside this boom. There's still a lot of open space in North Dakota. That's the other thing we forget, too. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Jamie and Bismarck, when we come back. Rob Port of the Sanding Blog on a shakeup in higher ed in North Dakota at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
North Dakota Department of Emergency Services has announced the travel alert for Dunn County has been canceled. On to pass that along to you. Back to the calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio. If you want to send us an email, just zip it to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jamie and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, I just kind of want to talk about the same thing your last guy did, that email. You know, my dad's a farmer in western North Dakota, and he had a lot of stuff in CRP and took it out and started planting corn there and wheat. And, I mean, the deer population has been higher than it ever was. So, you know, that CRP is not, I don't know what the big get all is about that, because I think that's a joke. I can see with my own eyes there's more game there. You know, that big winter storm there did take more of the spring when it, that spring whenever it was. When, now I was hunting yesterday in a unit out here in western North Dakota, a friend of mine, and you know where we've seen all the deer at? They're out in the farmers cut down wheat and cornfields and in tree rows. So, you know, game and fish maybe start talking about getting tree rows planted, because that's where I see most of the game. And then been in people's, you know, farm fields, agriculture fields. So I'm not on board with that CRP. And then as far as this one tag per person thing, what about these units that have a bunch of deer in? Are they going to say it's not fair if somebody from Grand Forks doesn't get a tag, but there's, you can get two tags down in Bowman County? Nobody's going to drive across the state to shoot a doe. You know, if there's enough deer in that unit, then you can put more tags out there. What they're doing right now, you know, I don't get it with this one tag thing.
Not in favor of it.
No, not
keep
at all.
Keep it the status quo. Just wait for the numbers to come back.
Exactly right. I think that's a, you know, that worked before. It'll do it again.
All right, Jamie. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Mark and Rollette listening on KFIRE 550. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, has anybody talked about that EPA Water of America or WOS or whatever they call it? It's another one of the sign here, read later, and you're screwed type of deals.
Yeah, I mean, open waters of the U.S. is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know, what kind of guy sits in the corner room and dreams this stuff up? You know, we got agencies that used to be against each other, all jumping in bed together, and, you know, I mean, I farm, and, you know, so... And, you know, we're in an area where, you know, we're always 3 days from a drought, so we never have water sitting, you know, a real long time, although we've had a lot of wet years and good crops and whatnot. But, you know, the way they have that thing written, I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to affect every county. I mean, every time you want to build a road up across a slough, I mean, this is serious. And, the comment period, thank goodness, got extended to, I think it's this weekend, Friday probably, you know, and you can go online and just say simple, you know, something as simple as, you know, I just don't think this is right, or, you know, just something really basic, or you can get pretty in-depth and explain to them, you know, just how stupid it really is.
But the point is, do something about it. Don't just sit on the sidelines and wait for them to implement it.
Well,
and,
I mean,
then complain about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's bigger than Measure 5. And look at what we did to Measure 5. That was a big deal. This EPA thing makes Measure 5 look like some piker wrote it up. It's serious. It's very serious. People need to look into this. November 4th gave us a little bit of power to maybe get a little common sense back into some of the crap that's been going on the last 4 or 5 years. That's about all I got to say.
All right. Good wake-up call for folks, and it's one to pay attention to. We've talked at length about the issue with the North Dakota Farm Bureau here on the program. We talked about it with Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind, so glad you're paying attention, and it's a good reminder for everybody. Mark, thank you. Frank in Grand Forks listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to make your listeners aware that in almost every state that I can think of, having an ID or a driver's license is a requirement of law. For example, if you're out in public doing whatever and a police officer stops you, you're required by law to show him an ID or a driver's license. So it's not a problem, I think, to have to show that to vote. That's all I got to say.
Not disenfranchising anybody. By the way, the vast majority of us are with you. Bob in Newtown, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Well, it's this deer hunting issue. You know, obviously the weather's played a big part of it, the CRP has. But I think Game and Fish is doing their job. They're hearing more people asking for this than they are not. So it's up to us to make a difference. If we don't want the system to change, we have to say something about it. There's more people that are against it than they are for it. So, I mean, they're doing their job. It's not anybody else's fault but our own.
More people against what, Bob?
Well, I mean, just having one license, no matter if it's a bow tag or a rifle or a muzzleloader. I think the system works. I just think Game and Fish is getting a lot of heat because there's a lot of people that don't get a license just because of the nature of the drawing.
Yeah, my take is Game and Fish is being proactive to say the numbers are down because of, you know, a number of different reasons that they've explained. I don't believe anybody's fault. It just is what it is, right? And
yeah,
understandably, we've got people that are frustrated. Here's a proposal. Here's an idea to mitigate some of it. To say numbers are limited, so let's spread it around a little bit.
Right, and I think there's more people that are want one license than there are that are not against it. I think, you know, it's up to us to speak up and say, no, the system works. You guys are doing a great job. Let's not change it. You know, and I understand that they can always go back and do it different, but I just don't think there's anything wrong with the system.
Leave it the way it is right now is your vote, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
And a good reminder, they do work for us. Absolutely. All right. Let's see here. Let me get this call in that came in during the break.
I'd like to comment on the deer population. I see one of the biggest things out here in western North Dakota, I'm from Killdeer, is the number of deer killed on the road. I don't know what the answer is, but there's a lot. And that could be addressed, too, by Game and Fish somehow.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Dan, South Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to comment about three of the issues. You guys are covering a lot of topics, and they're all really good. And I appreciate you doing this because not everybody does it. But these are important topics. The first thing I'd like to talk about is the deer issue. There's a lot of things as far as what plays an important role in the deer population. And I think the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is doing a good job in trying to manage it. But there's uncontrolled factors that they don't have control over. Weather is one. I know in my area, I'd say 7, 8, 10 years ago, I had deer all over the place. They were eating my crops up like crazy. Then coyotes moved in. I'm out at dawn, I'm out at dusk, and you can hear the coyotes. And once the coyotes moved in, deer went bye-bye. Rabbits went bye-bye. So for me, I think the coyotes had a big factor in the deer population going down. I know the weather's a factor and everything like that, too, but in my area, once the coyotes moved in, deer disappeared.
All right, interesting point, Dan. Thanks for the call. Some others waiting. Rob Porter, the Standing Blog, talk about shake-up in higher ed, too, all coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait,
no! Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, on What's On Your Mind, Lance in Tioga. Want to get him in listening on KTGO on the deer population, then Rob Port of the Say Anything blog will be here. And quite the email from a listener who's having a little political debate with his girlfriend. I'll share that, too, after we chat with Lance here. What's on your mind, Lance?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm just a little curious. I'm a bit confused, I guess, as to what the goal of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is. I live in Unit 3A1, which is a very large unit. It encompasses an area from everything north of Highway 2 to the Canadian border and everything east from the Montana line to Stanley. And they only issue 50 doe tags in that unit. This is the second year in a row. And I'm wondering, you know, in a unit that big, if the population is that stressed that they can only issue 50 tags, why are they issuing any doe tags in a unit that size? I mean, because I'm here to tell you, I drive about 250 miles a day for my job, and 95%, probably 98% of the deer I see are dead along the highway. So I'm a little concerned about what their goal is and what they're doing to. I mean, I don't see how this one tag business is going to do anything. That's more of a blanket policy where they've got the state broke down into different hunting units currently, and I think they need to manage the units individually instead of on a statewide basis.
Yeah, that issue did come up last time we chatted with the folks from the Game and Fish Department, Wildlife Division, and as I recall, the answer basically said you're going to find pockets of that out there, but basically how they count the deer population statewide is a pretty time-tested system, but you're the second one to raise the issue of some pockets that are causing a problem with motorists, Lance, and you know, maybe there's a way to target that a little more instead of throwing the baby out with the bathwater on the current system. Good points on all fronts today on this topic, though, and we invite the Game and Fish folks back soon to talk about this because it's obviously on your mind. Emailer says, hey, my girlfriend is liberal. She voted for Obama twice. When I asked her why, she said, because. That's about all. No real reason. When we discuss his policy, she doesn't have any real answers. I told her I think she's drank the Kool-Aid. Actually, I think she's starting to see a little light. Her health care is being raised at work, and she doesn't like Obama's policies on open borders. I think I'm finally getting through to her. It seems like every time you want to discuss things with a liberal, they walk away when the conversation gets a little rough. All right. Thanks for sharing. All right, Rob Port of the Say Anything blog dropped a story yesterday regarding a shakeup at the university system, specifically related to the chief auditor, Tim Carlson, being placed on administrative leave, as well as the chief compliance officer, Kirsten Franzen. To tell us more about his reporting on this, Rob Port of the Say Anything blog joins us on our newsmaker line here. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Scott.
What does the chief auditor and chief compliance officer do?
Well, the chief auditor
you know, basically is in charge of, you know, what an auditor does, reviewing, you know, policies and reviewing departments within the university system and ensuring that they're not doing a bad thing. I think we all know, you know, like what the state auditor does, you know, goes through a department and makes sure, you know, all laws and policies are being complied with. And, of course, the compliance officer is, you know, sort of the same function, but basically somebody who, again, you know, develops policies to make sure that the university system is in compliance with laws and basically making sure that everybody's following the laws and abiding by the rules.
Now, this Tim Carlson was given praise by the interim chancellor, Dr. Scogin, earlier this year in May, I believe. I happen to be actually at a August State Board of Higher Education Audit Committee meeting because I was interested in some of the reforms they were putting in place on, you know, what kind of information would have to come before the board before they could make a decision, which I thought might fix some of the messes. But at that particular meeting, I was impressed, by the way, with these two individuals and the State Board of Higher Education in that meeting and the president, Kirsten Diedrich, there wrote a letter to the auditor saying your work to date has been excellent, gave him a raise, and gave him the position permanently. So here we are just a few months later, and the guy has been placed on administrative leave. Why? What do we know? What happened since then?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that August 21st meeting of the audit committee. It was at that meeting that Carlson told me that he and Franzen, and I should note that Franzen has so far declined to speak at this point. Both of their terminations are pending at this point. But what Carlson told me is that at that hearing, you know, they proposed some policies regarding records retention, which I think has been a bone of contention between the legislature and the university system. I've spoken with lawmakers who say that they simply don't feel that the university system is turning over all the records that they request. In fact, they feel things like emails are often destroyed rather than being turned over. Not a lot of trust there. Currently, the university system doesn't have a records retention policy. Actually, Representative Roscoe Striley from up here in Minot has proposed legislation to address that. But Franzen was talking about an internal policy for records retention within the university system. Also, they were talking about policies to require the disclosure of conflicts of interest within the university system. In the memo sent by University System Chief of Staff Murray Sogzin to Franzen, informing her of her pending termination, he said, I quote, during the audit committee meeting in Fargo on August 21st, you provided misleading and inappropriate statements to the committee. Also interesting is that there was an investigation started into Carlson's and the reason Carlson's being terminated is because they're claiming that he misrepresented some of his work history. But the investigation into that was requested from the Village Business, I think it's the Village Business Institute or something like that. That investigation was requested on August 22nd, the day after that committee hearing. So what Carlson is arguing is, hey, we put forward some ideas for records retention and disclosing conflicts of interest. And because of that, they're coming after us and they're firing us.
Because they're being too proactive in their job or what?
That's what Carlson says. Now, the other side of the coin, and I'm posting the complete investigative report on the blog here momentarily. On the other side, what the university system is claiming is that Franzen acted inappropriately, that she's lost the trust of the chancellor and Sogzin, and that Carlson misrepresented a business he owned. He said that for 9 years he had an independent consulting business. The university system is saying that he misrepresented that. It was really a cleaning business that he ran with his wife. I asked Carlson about that. He said that he started an umbrella company that was both a cleaning service and he did his consulting work under that umbrella as well. I don't know that we have anything conclusive there. But I think it's problematic when you look at some of the timing. You know, clearly Carlson's work was being praised, and then all of a sudden this committee meeting happens, and all of a sudden he's being investigated, Franzen's being accused of acting inappropriately. I think given a lot of the transparency issues with the university system, a lot of the lack of trust between the legislature and the university system, I think it really calls into question some of their actions on that.
Yeah, I remember specifically the chief compliance officer, Franzen, talking about, the breach of security in the email system, and specifically saying people just, being flippant about it and needing to be removed. And, it struck me that both Carlson and Franzen were very proactive on the university system being a university system. And from a compliance standpoint and from an auditor standpoint, doing the job that they were hired to do to make sure that that was happening. And the pushback, in what I could gather, read between the lines, was really coming from NDSU. I mean, is this yet another NDSU versus the university system battle, in your view?
It's hard to say. Certainly, it's Chancellor Scogin and his chief of staff, Murray Sogsveen, that seem to be leading the charge against these two. Although Carlson told me that when he was escorted out of the business, it was former NDSU chief legal counsel, who is now general counsel for the university system itself, Christopher Wilson, is the one who delivered the memo to him and escorted him out of the building. So, and Sogsveen also does mention in his memo to Franzen that there was one university president in particular who didn't want her on his campus anymore. Now, I can only speculate who that is. But certainly, the NDSU president, Dean Bashani, has often been the most outspoken on a lot of these issues. But that's just speculation on my part.
But is that listed as a reason for her being put on administrative leave? That one president doesn't like you?
Yes, basically. As a matter of fact, Sogsveen writes in the memo. He says the chancellor has told me that he doesn't trust you. I don't trust you. And at least one university president has said he doesn't want you on his campus.
All right. Well, Murray Sogsveen's credentials are pretty rock solid. Why would he say he doesn't trust this person? What's going on here? What's it seems like we're dancing around something. I mean, why is this happening in your view?
In my view, I think it's happening for, exactly the reason that Carlson is telling. I think that we have a university system that hates accountability. I think that they have pushed out multiple chancellors now because they hate accountability. And I think this is just another action, and especially when you look at the timing. The pushback began after August 21st. The firings were announced, the Monday after Election Day, right before a holiday. They're not their firings, but being placed on leave pending termination. So, I think this is a power move by the university system. I think they're feeling a little smug after Measure 3 went down. And I feel like they feel they can just kind of thumb their nose at the legislature and the people and don't need to be accountable.
I mean, it does seem very odd that, in August, you're praising the work, you're giving this person a permanent position. And, a few months later, it's, we don't want you here anymore. And the excuse is the fact that we found something on your resume that, looks a little different than we thought it was. I mean, that looks like we need to find something to fire you, doesn't it?
That's certainly how it seems to me. Now, if Carlson misrepresented his resume, then, that is certainly grounds for termination, I believe. That being said, I agree with you. I think that sort of looks like the university system trying to find an excuse to get rid of somebody who's not towing the line. And especially when you look at Franzen as well. Franzen certainly doesn't have the resume issue that Carlson does, or hasn't been questioned on that anyway.
Well, it sounds like
her problem.
So in the case of Franzen, it's the background and the resume. In the case of that's Carlson. In the case of Franzen, it's a trust issue, it sounds like, with the chancellor, the interim chancellor, the chief of staff, and at least one university president. All right, we'll tackle more of this when we come back. Any questions you have are welcome to for Rob Ford of the Same Thing Blog at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher. This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
In some of the positions, you don't necessarily hear a lot about in the North Dakota university system on the heels of the election Tuesday that had voters keeping the status quo as to the governance of higher education in place in North Dakota. Any questions are on this? Rob Porter, the Same Thing blog, has been sort of the watchdog on this in a lot of the media. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Welcome your questions. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I noticed in your post on this yesterday that there had been some recent collaboration between the auditor and the chief compliance officer here that may have sparked this. And
It had to do with the new records retention and conflict of interest policies. What would be the hot buttons in those that are causing an issue? Because Carlson is saying the pushback against him started immediately after that, right?
Right. He and Franz, and that was one of the things that they were presenting at that sort of key audit committee hearing. And, I mean, the records retention policy has been a huge bone of contention within the university system for some time now. I don't know how much attention it's got publicly, but I think we all remember the showdown during the Hamed Shirvani era between the legislature and Dean Bershani, in which the legislature accused Bershani of deleting tens of thousands of emails that they had requested as open records. Now, Bershani denied this. The attorney general investigated and couldn't conclude one way or the other whether or not the records had been destroyed. But, you know, there's an ongoing mistrust, and I've spoken with lawmakers, Representative Bob Scarple, Representative Roscoe Striley, Representative Bob Martinson in Bismarck, who have said over and over again that they are having a huge amount of trouble getting their records requests followed. As a matter of fact, Representative Martinson told me earlier this year that he felt that Bershani had gone to the Lois Lerner School of email management, which, of course, Lois Lerner being the IRS official who kind of famously lost her emails during the investigation into the targeting scandal there. There's not a lot of trust, I think, between the lawmakers and the university system. I mean, currently the university system doesn't have a retention policy. As a matter of fact, Representative Striley has introduced legislation for the coming session which would implement a retention policy for the university system. But I think that and there's even been a fight. The university system has tried to consolidate their email systems so that all the university administrators are using the same NDUS email system, and President Bershani at NDSU has fought it, has flat out said that he does not trust the North Dakota University System office to manage NDSU's email.
Yeah, and that issue came up at that issue came up at this August 21 meeting as well, where obviously a lot of this seems to have started. There was another issue that you quote Franzen about in your story. We were working on upgrading our code of conduct to a more contemporary corporate version that would require the disclosure of any potential conflicts of interest of decision makers throughout the entire system. That has met with huge pushback. Why? What would be the pushback there?
Well, I can't speak specifically, but I can tell you that one story that I reported on, which ended up getting headlines around the state, was a hunting trip taken by Senator Lonnie Lafine from the Grand Forks area, who is also one of the principals in JLG Architects, which does millions and millions of dollars worth of work for the North Dakota University system. He took two of the university presidents, UND President Robert Kelly and NDSU President Dean Bershani, on a hunting trip in his private airplane. I caught wind of it in an open records request. A name had been redacted out of an email. I challenged it whether or not they had redacted the name properly, and it turns out they hadn't. And the name was Senator Lafine's name. And it was part of an email exchange where Bershani was inviting people along on the hunting trip. So I think those sorts of, you know, when that came out, I think a lot of people sort of looked askance, where here you have a state lawmaker and a contractor who is taking a couple of people at institutions that give his business a heck of a lot of money on a hunting trip. You know, I think that's something that the public would like to disclose. So I can only imagine that it's those sorts of conflicts of interest, those sorts of relationships, perhaps between the university officials and alumni and contractors and issues like that, which many people, including myself, feel ought to be disclosed.
And then there was one other issue that was raised. It concerned a letter sent to the Legislative Council that Carlson, the compliance officer, was saying, hey, you didn't get everything you asked for, Legislative Council. And he
right.
said, he's chief auditor. The Franzen is the compliance officer. So he said, as chief auditor for the university system, I have a professional obligation to provide information that I believe may have been selectively omitted when responding to your request. Is that playing a part in the decision here?
You know, I don't know. Certainly the fact that Carlson felt that Sogsveen was not turning over. What at issue was records requested by John Bjornson of Legislative Council. Legislative Council, of course, is the attorneys for the legislature. When they request records, Legislative Council is the one that actually, requests them from the agency. And Carlson was basically communicating the fact that he felt Sogsveen had purposely omitted, you know, that's how I take, you know, those words, selectively omitted records that legislative council had requested. So I think that speaks to a large degree of mistrust between Carlson and Sogsveen. And certainly, if that's what Sogsveen did, that's a big deal. North Dakota is a state that operates on trust. And again, it speaks to just a lack of trust between the university system and the legislature when it comes to, are you guys giving us everything that we sure. asked for? Are you giving all right. us all the records?
We're out of time, but Rob, thanks for walking us through this story. We'll continue to follow it. Sounds like more coming out later today in the way of the response from the Chief of Staff, Murray Sagsveen. We'll watch that as well to get all sides of this story. Rob Ford of the Same Thing Blog. Watch it at samethingblog.com. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.